I don't know how many years ago this was. Starts to get a little fuzzy after a while. But the phenomenon was becoming more and more apparent that seniors in high school were not to ride the school bus. School bus was for the geeks, the dorks, the underclassmen. Seniors were too cool to ride the school bus, too cool, too cool. I remember on hearing this trend beginning, commenting, well, what is to say it within a few years it won't be the juniors? Well, I hate when I say something facetiously with a grain of truth to it and it comes to pass. It makes me feel bad. Well, certainly, those of you who have children that are juniors and seniors, you know that it is the apparently the peer group standard that the juniors and seniors do not ride the school bus. Because they're too cool. And they got cars, and they got friends with cars, and they got moms with cars, and they got people with cars, and the school bus is kind of like, well, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, kid thing, you know. Now, I know this is a big phenomenon here in Ohio. I don't know about other states, but I got to assume it's pretty pervasive. It's amazing how fast this stuff catches like wildfire. Now, Matthew, you're... Now, our board operator, Matt, get on the air for me, would you, second Matthew? Matt.
Yes, Dr. A.
You're on the air?
Yes.
How old are you?
21.
So is it safe to say you were a senior 3 years ago?
Yes.
Did you ride a school bus?
Not as a senior.
Did you ride it as a junior?
No. All the way up till 10th grade.
10th grade?
Yes.
And where did you go to high school?
Beaver Dam High School in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. So in Wisconsin, at Beaver Dam High School, the juniors and the seniors don't ride the bus.
Most likely not.
And why not?
Just because most of them had their license or they have a ride by then.
So, was that the only reason, or was there kind of an unspoken pressure that essentially said, you better find another way to get to school because you'll be kind of one of the minority geeks if you ride the bus?
I could see that, yeah.
How long ago did that start in your high school?
Oof. Before my time.
Before my time. There's a 20-year-old kid. Before my time! Back in WW2! Jeez. So, I just have it established here, Wisconsin, in fact, that area of Wisconsin anyway, juniors and seniors didn't ride, and the rationale, of course, was, well, we don't need to ride because we have other transportation, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Matthew. You have given me plenty of material to go on a further rant on.
I'm glad to help, Dr.
Okay, buddy. Now, think about the implications of this. That bus goes from point A to point B, and then point B to point A. It is generally supervised the whole way there. It doesn't make any stops that you wouldn't want your children to stop at. It is probably the safest mode of transportation for high school students that exists. Driving is the number one risk in a high school student's life. And that risk goes up exponentially. I love when I can speak mathematically. The more kids in the car. Two kids in a car raises the chances of something untoward happening more than twice. Three kids, more than three times. Okay. That car that those children are in may or may not come home. It may stop somewhere you don't like. Nevertheless, the children have succeeded in convincing virtually all parents that as long as we have another option. Oh, and by the way, just throw this one out for a second. You're not paying for the gas on that school bus over and above your taxes. You've already paid for that. The car driven, you haven't paid for. So now you're paying for it. So all those factors, the children have managed to convince the parents that we're just not in a position to ride a school bus. Leaving aside for a moment the argument that many parents might make, which is, hey, Ray, you've been on a school bus? I don't want my kid on a school bus. All right, let's just leave that argument aside. They're not all like that, but I can understand that perspective. But you would hope by maybe junior, senior year, the kids would be somewhat sturdy in their moral development. I know I'm being quite naive about that. My point, parents surrendered to a trend that the kids determined, which is we're not doing that. I had a mother after a talk say to me, I so much wish he would ride the school bus. But for me to make him ride the school bus would be so ugly. He would resist so badly. And he's a good kid. And I always want to say this. I always want to say these parents would say, he's a good kid, but he won't do this. As if, to, you know, I want to go to my boss and say, you know, boss, I'm a pretty good employer. I just don't want employee. I just don't want to come in on time. But other than that, I'm pretty good, you know. I don't cheat on my hours. I'm very respectful to you when I talk to you. I do my preparing work. This part about coming in on time just bugs me. If I can get in here about 12:08, 12:09, I'd be content. So when a parent says, well, I don't want to fight the fight because overall things are going pretty good, and if I try to make this kid ride the school bus, are you kidding me? All heck would explode. And all that tells me is how much we parents surrender in the face of trends, in the face of stupid trends, in the face of foolish trends, in the face of trends that we didn't establish. The kid's dead. And I remember saying, well, why would the sophomores even ride the bus then? Even though most of them aren't old enough to drive, they got friends who can drive. And of course, you get the parental rationale, which is, well, they have after-school activities, you know, and they have to drive, and I don't have to pick them up, so it's better that way. Or, in the morning, the bus comes at 7:25, and they can sleep in an extra 22 minutes and get ready themselves and drive to school, you know. And I want to say, all right, I can sort of see driving on a day you have football practice makes it easier for all concerned. But what about all the other days? What about the days you don't have football practice? Just doesn't sit right with me. Just doesn't sit right. I don't necessarily have any problems that kids have other transportation to school. The problem I have is that that transportation is in place. It is safer. It is paid for already by your tax dollars. It is supervised. And you're just not allowed to use it anymore. Why? Well, because the kids said so. Tell me where I'm wrong. 877-ROME, R-O-M-E, 777 is the number to get onto the program. And I appreciate my guest, Matt, who came on the program at a moment's notice. When David was in school, they had, I think, all 9 grades in one room or something like that. And they didn't even, well, they didn't even have buses because they didn't have that kind of transportation with motors and stuff. They had to use horses. And then, at that point, Dave said things like, well, all the other kids are driving their horse to school. I don't see why I have to get on the horse with everybody else. Dr. Ray, I'll be right back.